Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Wednesday morning to you. It is 8:10 in the morning. We are looking at 68 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. We want to say hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. You can download that app today. Those watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. We have our friends from NAMI, Piedmont Tri-County, joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. NAMI stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and they have some great news, new news to pass along. We've brought in Katie Durkee, who's Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for NAMI, Piedmont Tri-County. And good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
All right, let's set the stage, if we can, what NAMI is. It's, again, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. So is this a national organization with state and local chapters?
Yes. So NAMI National is in D.C., and then each state has their own state organization. And then we also have affiliates so that they cover the different counties, and we just happen to cover Lancaster, York, and Chester.
Okay. Well, mental illness has been in the headlines, it seems, of late more than ever before in our lives, 2 to 3 years. It's been around for a long time. When we talk about mental illness, I think with a lot of things, we put everything in the same box, right?
Right.
We say they have a mental illness, and then we put them in a box, and then we move on to the next thing. And when we think of mental illness, a lot of folks, and we've talked about this before on the show, think of probably the most extreme cases in a padded room, in a straitjacket, and those are extreme cases. We know those still happen. But everyday people live with various stages of mental illness. And Betsy O'Brien, of course, we know her. She is the executive director. She said you treat it as if you would treat it if you have a broken arm or if you have diabetes. Kind of elaborate what that means for folks who might have a hard time wrapping their head around when we hear mental illness.
Right. So I think a lot of people will think about the movies.
Sure.
So there's a lot of movies that have very negative stereotypes on mental illness. It's very rare that you see a movie or a TV show that handles this in the way that the average everyday person lives. So we obviously have people who have extreme mental illness, but everything's a spectrum, right? So there are many, many people living with things like anxiety, depression, you know, borderline personality disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, those kind of things. And we know post-pandemic, prior to the pandemic, it was 1 in 5. And we know post-pandemic, if we can say post-pandemic at this point, it's up to 7 out of 10. So a lot more people are reporting that they're having these mental health problems. And the thing is, it's maybe they couldn't grasp it before, but now they're getting an idea of that isolation. They're getting an idea of that anxiety, of that insecurity, of that being, you know, moving around and being totally unsure of what's going on, and maybe panicking in the grocery store where they would never have imagined that was going to happen to them. So even though we don't like to say the pandemic has, you know, helped us at all, of course it's helped nobody, but it has brought this to the forefront, and it has kind of given us a bit more of a landscape of empathy, which is a good thing. But so many people live with these mental health conditions, and, you know, we'll say ADHD, and people will not think a mental illness, but that's covered by a mental illness, Monica. So how many people do you know with ADHD? How many people do you know with anxiety? You know, we go into the schools and we say to these kids, you know, do you know anybody with this? And almost every single kid will raise their hands. So I think it's a lot more everyday life than people realize. And so if you're going to treat a broken arm, if you're going to treat your asthma, if you're going to treat kidney problems, then you're going to go to the doctor. And mental illness is just a biological brain disorder, so we're going to treat it that way.
When you when you're talking about treating it, like, I would say to myself that I have anxiety. I mean, I think the professions that I work in television and in radio obviously deadline driven, an uncertainty of the day. I've done it for a long time. So I would say I have anxiety, but I've never been diagnosed as that. Do you need to be diagnosed, or can I say I have anxiety, I'm anxious, and then move on? Is it taking away from folks that legitimately have anxiety and need to have medicine for it? How does
No, I think that, you know, we have this perception that we have to, you know, compartmentalize everything.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And of course we don't. I mean, that's the whole thing about mental health, is we all have mental health. Nobody, you know, escapes mental health, right? And some days are good days and some days are bad days. And some of us live with these anxiety conditions that, you know, you can't even go into the grocery store and speak to the clerk. But, you know, it could just be that you don't want to get on stage and talk to other people. You don't want to get in front of the classroom and present. You don't want to be at the front of the work, you know, the office presenting these things. And, of course, it's all anxiety. It's a spectrum again. And so you can't take that away from people.
Gotcha.
You know,
okay.
It's one of those things that – and actually, I think if we accept that 90% of people probably understand what anxiety is, then that's a really good place to start, right? It's a really good way to – empathize with other people.
Katie, we're speaking with Katie Durkee. She is with NAMI Piedmont Tri-County. They have a drop-in center, and we're going to get to that in a second. I know we're going to have to take a break here, but I want to get this one last question in. We'll take a break and we'll come in to talk about the drop-in center. I'm going to play devil's advocate just a little bit to kind of push back. Are we getting to the point where if anyone has anything, maybe a little bit of turbulence in their life, we say mental illness, slap a label on it, and just, they're fine, they've got mental illness, hands off, we can't touch them. Are we starting to see that a little bit with maybe some of the narrative, maybe nationally, maybe locally sometimes when certain things happen? Or to your point, everyone lives with it, we're just now all talking about it.
Right. Well, it's really, how does it impact your activities of daily living? How do you go through life? Are you able to go to work? Are you able to have a job? Are you able to go to school? Are you able to finish school? Do you need extra support, or is it something that you can't even, you know, contemplate leaving your house? And so, again, it's a spectrum.
Okay.
And we say it's not your fault that you have a mental illness. It's not your fault you have asthma. It's not your fault you have diabetes, right? But you have to manage it. So it's your responsibility to manage these things. It's not an excuse to get away with things. And I think for the most part, people don't use it as an excuse. People tend to hide it and try and struggle and manage through it. And that's when it becomes a bigger problem.
Okay, great. All right, well, we're going to continue our conversation with Katie Durkee. She is the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for NAMI Piedmont Tri-County here on Palmetto Mornings. It is 8:17, 68 degrees.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
As graduation draws near, Green Funeral Home of Rock Hill would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the graduating classes of Northwestern, Rock Hill, South Point, Fort Mill, York, and Clover High Schools. As tomorrow's leaders, you're faced with many challenges, and Green Funeral Home sends their sincerest best wishes for your success and prosperous future.
Congratulations to the graduates of South Point High School, including Robert Elijah Lee Paytosh, Cole Michael Peace, Mallory Brooke Pearson, and Janaya Imani Pendergrass.
This is Manning Kimmel. This afternoon at 12:30 on Straight Talk, Jason Saylor, the new McDonald's franchise operator in Rock Hill, joins us right here on WRHI.
Straight Talk, broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill across from Winthrop University. Straight Talk is presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Be sure to join us for Straight Talk weekdays at 12:30 right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.
I'm Olivia Shambly with YMCA of Upper Palmetto. At the Y, summer is a time for kids to be kids. Take advantage of our summer specials today. Pay one time and enjoy 3 months of membership with access to our 3 outdoor water parks. Offer ends June 30th. Join at ymcaup.org.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping.
And I'm David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Join us Saturdays at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench. We'll bring you special guests and answer questions on trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and how to best spruce up your home.
Don't miss the Gardener's Bench every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. Did you know running your AC system is like putting 150,000 miles a year on your car?
Great Scott!
If your system has a lot of miles on it, why not consider a brand new state-of-the-art Trane system? Call us today and receive up to $1,600 in rebates. And be sure to ask about our special financing option of zero interest up to 72 months. Visit PantherHVAC.com, making it right since 1994, proudly offering Trane.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
We're having a great conversation with our friends from NAMI, Piedmont Tri-County here on Palmetto Mornings. It is 820, 70 degrees here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. Katie Durkee is the Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for NAMI, Piedmont Tri-County. NAMI stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And Katie, last Friday, you all officially opened a drop-in center. This is on Oakland Avenue. I'm trying to make sure I got the address correct. Yes, 415 Oakland Avenue in Rock Hill. Explain what this drop-in center is. Who's it for? How can we take advantage of it?
So it's a bit of an iconic building. I think most people know, if you say the Hut, I think people know where the Hut is.
Oh, yeah.
It's right. So everybody kind of knows it's tucked in there between Oakland Avenue Presbyterian and the barbershop. So shout out to both of them because they're super neighbors, very supportive. So we opened the drop-in center with the idea that we would have this community space. It's not about therapy. It's not about medications. It's not even about talking about mental illness. It truly is a normalizing space for people who have mental health diagnoses and the people who love them, family members and friends, spouses, to come and, you know, have a cup of coffee, to come and do a class on finances, or to come and, do a class on, how to get through school with an IEP or with a 504. How do you get through college with those, things? It's those kind of things that we want to be presenting there. Super Bowl parties and social evenings. We want to build a space where people feel welcome in their community. And that's our goal.
Oh, fantastic. Do you have to make an appointment or do you just drop in?
Unfortunately, right now, because of COVID, we're still not allowed to lift all the restrictions.
Sure.
So we're open Monday through Wednesday, 11 till 3, but it's only by appointment. So if there are people out there who want to come by and pick up some information or come and talk about what facilities and what resources are available in the community, we're happy to meet them at the center and talk to them there. We can't gather as groups, unfortunately, until everybody's open again. So Monday through Wednesday, 11 till 3, they can make an appointment with me. They can just call me or just give me an email and I will make sure that I'm there for them. But we're very excited to get to the point where we can at least start offering those groups in that facility.
For NAMI to have a physical space.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Beforehand, you're just kind of just operating from here and there.
Right. We were all mobile. We were all homebound. Yeah.
Okay, so a physical space. So, again, it's NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, the Piedmont Tri-County area. They serve the Tri-County, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. They've been doing it for 26 years. This new drop-in center is located at 415 Oakland Avenue, as Katie said, known as the Hut. If you're from this area, you know exactly what we're talking about. Give them a call if you need to set up an appointment, if you need to walk through some stuff, and just be. That's what the purpose of this drop-in center is all about. Katie, certainly thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you
so much for continuing to move the needle forward when we talk about mental illness, which one time was taboo, is now a front and center, and we can have a great conversation about it. Katie Durkee, again, is the Marketing Outreach Coordinator for NAMI.